I was reading Marnie Pike's story in the Daily Herald the other day that began this way. Do you have any idea why the health department is calling you? Kelly Donnelly asks Lake County residents every weekday. The response nearly 80% of the time is, yeah, I tested positive for COVID. The contact tracer case investigator explained, and that's the start of a trail that's led to Mexico and Wyoming and back to the suburbs in an effort to save lives and nip the virus infections in the bud. A contact tracer is Kelly Donnelly, Lake County. Hi, Kelly. This is John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm working for the health department during a pandemic. I think I'm living the dream. How are you this morning?
If that's your calling, then this would be, you know, you think about Dr. Allison Arwady, who is, you know, managing this crisis for Chicago, and yet everything in her life has led her to being that person at this time. I mean, it sounds like you feel a little bit that way, too.
You know, I've had lots of positions in my life, but as I was in between jobs and COVID hit, I thought there just has to be something more I can do for my community. And so Lake County Health Department was looking for COVID case investigators and contact tracers, so that's indeed how I got into it.
What do you do?
So So on the course of a day, what we do is we end up with lists of people that we need to call and follow up with. And really, from Lake County, we're just there to provide education and support.
How do you get that list? How do you get that list?
That list is generated through the labs that do testing. And when someone tests positive, that goes into a database here in Illinois, and then it's sent out to the various health departments.
So this is fascinating. I mean, we hear about this in principle more than in fact, maybe. But so then somebody tests positive for COVID. So then you call that person and say, who are you with? And then hopefully they share contact information with you?
Well, no, I mean, I really think we come more from a caring perspective than that. And it really is, you know, if you had tested positive, the first thing I would ask you is, how are you feeling today?
No, that's...
And generally, you know, they're feeling pretty good, or they're not, or they're anxious or worried or wonder what's coming next. And that's where those with experience in case investigation and contact tracing can really help them. So, and there, quite frankly, is a lot of confusion out there, a lot of misinformation that we can help to dispel in the course of a conversation.
Well, it's you and I do that right now. And really, I sounded a little crass there, didn't I? But I was really just talking about the mechanics of it. So now you've had that conversation, maybe more thoughtfully than I made it sound. And then you do place follow-up calls. I'm kind of curious how that goes and what the response is. Kelly, you were telling us how you do what you do. Somebody tests positive, and then you have that information on that person. You contact them and help them a little bit. Sounds like almost mentally or emotionally. But at some point, you want to know who they came in contact with, though, right?
Right. You know, the most important thing is if they're positive with COVID, then they can be contagious for 10 days from the onset of their symptoms. And many people don't have symptoms. They're what we call asymptomatic, which is the toughest thing about COVID, right, is you can have no symptoms, yet you can be contagious and spread it. So if you have COVID, if you've tested positive for it, you need to stay home for 10 days and isolate yourself, even away from your family, in your own bedroom and bathroom, and be very careful, you know, in doing that. If you've had close contact with somebody, and that means not wearing a mask, or sometimes even wearing it, not watching your distance, being closer than 6 feet, and not watching how long you spend with people greater than 15 minutes, a close contact has to quarantine themselves for 14 days waiting for symptom onset. So those are the important distinctions, and the confusion is what's 10 days and what's 14 days, what's isolation and what's quarantine. And just to know that you're most contagious with COVID 2 days before symptoms even start. So it's important for all of us to be vigilant, for all of us to do the three W's: wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. And that's what's really going to help us prevent the spread, not just to those of us who can handle it, but we're most concerned about those in your lives with underlying conditions that would have a much tougher time if they were to contract COVID.
I want you to walk through the mechanics a little with me, though. So then, do you ask that person, do you know how you got COVID?
I do. And you know, some people it's pretty obvious and they just haven't connected the dots. You know, I had some people that traveled out of the country, met with a friend. 2 days later, after they got home, their friend ended up getting sick and they just didn't relate it that they were around them during a contagious period.
Yeah.
And that's how they really contracted it and brought it back into their workplace.
It might be a little bit of educated guesswork on their part, right? Like if I tested positive tomorrow for COVID, I'd have to think, where was I? But I don't maybe know exactly where I got it. Did I get it at the store? I visited with my folks. Maybe somebody was in and out of their house. How does somebody even know?
Yeah, sometimes you really don't. You know, sometimes in through our investigative process, we can find out who that individual might be. And it really isn't a matter of pointing fingers of blame. It's really to provide whoever's been exposed with support and education.
Well, maybe it doesn't matter where I got it, though, because, well, maybe it does. But the point is, I've got it. So wherever I got it, what we need to know is, where have I been? And even if the place, say I went to a coffee shop and I went to my folks' house and I got it at one of those places, I don't know which, but maybe we need to tell everybody at both locations that I was positive and that I've got it.
That's exactly it. And so typically when we talk to somebody and we say, okay, who have you been in touch with, you know, since symptom onset and for several days before, they start to kind of go through, okay, who they've been around. And occasionally they may be reluctant to tell me, but it's important to know that the health department is only getting this information for the safety of the community. This information you share with us is kept confidential. So when I call one of their contacts and I say, it's my understanding you've had close contact with someone who's been positive with COVID, by the end of the conversation, they say, well, who is it? And sometimes I don't even know. But even if I do, I tell them, you know, that really is protected health information.
You can't tell them. If I got it at my folks, really, so then you say, then you call my cousin and my sister and my brother, or maybe the barista, although I don't know the barista's phone number, but I mean, therein lies the challenge for this thing, right? And they say, who gave it? If you know, you can't tell them.
No, that's correct. We cannot.
Do they ask? I suppose they want to know.
Most people know, but most people understand too that with asymptomatic spread or spread with no symptoms or spread a couple days before, it's really hard to know. You know, I wouldn't be as concerned about places in contact as much as about droplet transmission in between people. So it is that idea of, you know, have I been closer than 6 feet? Have I been with them longer than 15 minutes with or without a mask? Those are the types of close contacts you really want to pay attention to.
This texter says, hey, I tested positive, but no contact tracer ever contacted me. What's up with that? I don't know what county they're in. You're in Lake County, but are some counties more diligent about this than others?
Well, I think we're all diligent about it, but you have to understand that there's times and days and weeks where the numbers just may be so significant that there's too few of us to be able to reach out to all. So for those who feel as if they need further support, you can always call into your local health department and talk to people in terms of the questions you have, the support you might need.
Relative to contact tracing, you're not then, so say you call me and go, hey, do you know why I'm calling? I go, yeah, I got the COVID. Or maybe you're telling me I have the COVID for the first time.
Right.
Then is it incumbent upon me to do my own contact tracing? Would you just say, hey, John, you better tell everybody you know, or do you call everybody that I know?
So it really is the responsibility of the case investigator and contact tracer to follow up with that close contact list. But when we get to the end of the conversation and we say, hey, is there anybody more? And their question is, are you going to call all these people? And generally, they've given me all their phone numbers too, right? I say, actually, I am, and just talk to them like I am now. Is there anything they need? How are they feeling? Here's your quarantine watch period of 14 days. Here's the symptoms we're seeing in the area.
Yeah.
So do you have questions? And I say, and if you want to call them and talk to them first, I said, you know, I'll give you a good hour to do that.
Okay, but wait a minute. So that's interesting. A good idea, too, maybe. But so then when we, as an individual, or maybe you, the contact tracer, reaches out to those other people, you're just telling them that they were in contact with somebody with the virus, or are you telling that person that they now need to quarantine for 14 days?
So we're telling them both. You have been, we have been told that you've been in close contact, less than 6 feet, greater for 15 minutes, cumulative within a day's time, either with or without a mask. And so you can be susceptible to contracting COVID. It is our recommendation as the health department that you stay home and quarantine for 14 days.
And how does that work out for you?
You know, I'm the health department, so they're going to tell me what I want to hear.
I'm telling you. I mean, really, I suspect. I hope they're pleasant to you. I spoke to one of your colleagues off the air, and he said, "I want you to remind people, John, how much we appreciate the appreciation we're getting back." He made it sound like it was a very positive phone call, but I just wonder when they hang up and say thank you so much, if they don't head right to the gym, right? Like, you're asking the second generation of people with this measure of exposure to quarantine for 14 days voluntarily. I'm hard pressed to believe that you'd get 100% or 50% compliance on that.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I have faith in humankind, right? So I believe that they understand, and especially when they get COVID, suddenly they've gone from being in the safe bubble where maybe they knew nobody who had it, and suddenly them and a lot of people they care about around them are now infected or are susceptible to it. So I have to tell you, they do kind of take it pretty seriously from that point forward. And I know I handled an outbreak, you know, within the county of 18-year-olds, and families were affected, and families all worked together, and moms were calling me, and they were taking it very seriously. Yeah. Because you have to remember, even an 18-year-old may have a grandfather who has underlying health conditions, or an older uncle who they love and they're concerned about. So it really does personalize it for them, and quarantine is so important to prevent the spread to that population.
Kelly Donnelly's a COVID case investigator and contact tracer for Lake County. Principal of Maine South, though, was calling families going, hey, your kids were at a super spreader event, a big party in the summer, and the story in the paper was that they were not getting a lot of cooperation. I'm hearing a different sort of attitude from you.
You know, when we call from Lake County, we ask them because, you know, you and I may have great family situations and great home settings, but not everybody does. So when we're talking to them, it's like, do you feel safe at home? Are you okay? Is there any support you need? Are you able to get somebody to deliver food? Because you cannot be going to the grocery store when you're positive, or if you're waiting that 14-day period to develop symptoms in quarantine. So do you need support from the county to help with food delivery? You know, are you not in a situation where you have your own bedroom and bathroom? Because there's many situations where there's many family members in a very small
sector.
So we actually have housing for those who need to be sheltered away from those who may have underlying conditions. So really, from Lake County's perspective, it's how are you and what can we do to support you through what we know is a difficult time?
Kelly, one of our listeners said, can you text? Because a lot of people don't pick up the phone. I don't know what will display on my phone. What displays on my phone when you call? And maybe, you know, people don't answer their phones, especially if it's not a number they recognize.
Yeah, so so we call, and I'm surprised, but I have to tell you, probably 70 or 80% of the time, people pick up, because I'm like you. I don't pick up if I don't recognize the number. It does not identify it as the health department. It's just a specific phone number. And then I will follow up with a text. You know, good morning, my name's Kelly. I work for the Lake County Health Department, and I have something important to talk with you about. Please give me a call at your convenience.
Sue said her husband got tested last week, Tuesday, for work. Still doesn't have the results yet. So that's really distressing, isn't it?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because there's lots of tests available. Some of them don't have great quality, in that you can have a high negative test, meaning you're positive, but you test negative. So I would recommend that people look on the Illinois Department of Public Health website, and that site is dph.illinois.gov. And there are testing sites throughout all the counties that are listening to us now. In Waukegan, we have one on 102 West Water Street that's run by the Department of IDPH. and it's a drive-through. So if you're concerned about going to a clinic where people have lots of symptoms and they're getting tested, you don't even get out of your car. And people tell me that they're so compassionate there and they're so gentle. And early in the outbreak, it was taking 3 or 4 days to get results back. But now their turnaround time is like 24 to 48 hours, which is the best. And it's a very thorough test. That's going to give us the quality result that we're looking for. So you can rely on the fact that if it's positive, you're positive, and if it's negative, you're negative. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of places you drive through where you do it yourself, and I'm just saying that the quality of testing through IDPH testing sites is really the way I encourage people to go.
Kelly Donnelly, COVID case investigator, Lake County. Well, I hope she doesn't call you, but if she does, lucky you. She sounds positively positive. It's nice to talk to you today, Kelly.
Thank you so much, and I so very much appreciate your time.
Yeah, they got a good one there doing that, don't they?